Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Two things.
Yes.
First of all, we have food. You just have to make it.
Oh, that's not bad. That's awesome.
And secondly, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That is so true. That is so
true. Okay.
How do you?
Well, actually, Carla, would you say it would be fair to say, oh, hi there.
Oh, well then.
You don't have food, but you have ingredients.
We have tons of food. It just happens to be frozen.
Yes, boss.
Carla, you're so chill. Remember that.
And remember what that guy said from the bonus show.
I don't know how much my tank is going to take. And he says, maybe 30? And she says, what if it doesn't take 30? He says, I will refund you the difference. Also, I don't understand your car wash.
She wants a car wash, too.
Yeah, she says, what's a hole in one? What's a birdie? Because they're all the car washes are graded by, it's a golf-themed car wash.
Right. My aunt, and by the way, we said Aunt Mary. And I know people say aunt. We say aunt.
I like
not trying to be elitist, aunt. But that's the way we did it. It's a New England thing. All I know is that Teddy said well, she wanted
the
you
king
to have
approaches.
Something.
Ha! I hear the cannons roar.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Maddie. I have a question. So when you get together, this is very, very specific. So I want you to think of this question as specifically as you can. All right. On an average, when you come home, for a holiday or a big event and say you've got several family members in the kitchen, is it a demonstrative, Maddie, with hugs and greetings, because I would think it would be with a large, loud Italian family, even in the political realm.
Right.
Is it like that, or
yes.
Is it?
Yes, lots of cheers.
Okay, so that's sweet. So you react to, but you're a mellow. You're not a demonstrative person.
Yeah.
So you kind of go the opposite. Maddie Massimello. I was just curious because you know what I've always missed as far as getting together with my family, and I've always envied people when I see it on a movie where it's like, you know, Tony!
Yeah, how are you?
Whereas,
a lot of that.
Woo! If you put every member, immediate and extended, in my family, it would be like, hello. How are you?
Yeah, that's,
and I've always
that's
thought,
depressing.
Now, why is that?
It is depressing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're.
I think it's rooted in Yankee Puritanism.
Could be.
That's what I would
what
think.
Is
I mean,
that?
It's just like. And by the way, the whole Irish thing is the only time the Irish. It's a classic Irish family. The only time we will show passion and opinions. And loudness is after the right amount of alcohol. So that's the way it goes.
And also when you're trying to assign blame, right? When the family tries to assign blame, is that enthusiastic or is that more subtle?
Probably, but not. I understand where you're going with that, but I'm trying to think that. So when I said to Mally, I said, hey, Matt, is Maddie? And so, hello, Maddie.
Hello.
She's Mel. I figure she's reacting to what
your
is probably
energy.
A very... a tremendous amount of she gets that. Was it embarrassing for you sometimes when the family would be too demonstrative?
Yeah, I think I don't love a lot of attention, you know. So when I like come home and I walk into a room, sometimes it's just a little bit too much.
Pretty good, huh? Did I do pretty well with that?
Is it rooted in the fact, Maddie, that you are the favorite child by far,
absolutely.
In many ways it embarrasses you?
Yeah.
Now, Rob, that's more information than I have. Please explain.
Oh, Maddie will. If you ask about her siblings and her parents, she's very quick to point out that she is the favorite child.
Yeah. Are you the, what?
She's
the
youngest.
I'm the youngest.
Oh, yeah.
The baby.
Kind
of
comes with the territory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was treated, I was pampered as the youngest of two, which drove my sister nuts, which is probably why she, you know, routinely tortured me.
Sure.
That's probably what it was with that. But as I said, I've always wanted the demonstrative family. By the way, I'm just as guilty. You get me in a social situation with family, and I would rather be, until the booze starts flowing, I would rather be in another room.
Yeah.
I would rather be watching the football game and doing that type of thing. Whereas, you know, you see these families, like big Italian families, big Jewish families.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where
Latin
it's just
families
like,
do that as well.
But Latin families, they're demonstrative.
Are you a loud family, Oscar? Do you have a loud family?
Oh, no, no. Most Latin family. Not my family.
Oh,
my
not yours,
my family,
of course.
They're too serious.
Well, they're all, you know, intellectual snobs.
Yeah. They're like, the DJ's here.
Yeah. Quiet.
And it's kids, the DJ's
down,
your kids.
Worry about that. I would have loved to be greeted. And my mom did okay. My mom did okay with the greeting, but my father was very Yankee Puritan with that. I've always thought that it would be kind of cool to be like, hey, like that.
Mike's here.
you know what I get? I've talked about it before. I don't want to go here again, but
all right.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Michael. You.
Oh,
anyway, that's it. Well, I'm sorry, but that's kind of weird.
That's painful.
A little bit. It is. Yep. Whereas when I greet my daughters when they come from either, you know, wherever they're traveling, it's I go over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see my son, I go over the top. So that's anyway. I think over the top is better. That's just my opinion.
I love
maybe
over the
I'm
top.
Wrong. Maybe yep. maybe I could be.
My
What's
mom's
that?
Side of the family.
Do you
is
go over the top,
loud.
Oscar?
No, you know who does?
No, you don't.
Our friend Charlie Burney.
Yep,
Charlie Burney's a big greeter.
Oh, he's like the greeter of. It's great energy when someone's like, "Hey,
really?
Charming,
like,
yeah.
he'll, like Maddie, like, just, yeah. It's just fun.
Well, when he's at the you know the Wisconsin Avenue setup. Perhaps you could pop in someday and give me a virtual hug.
May I take a quick moment just to, out of respect to Charlie's family? Charlie just lost his father last week. And we had a wonderful bonus show talking about fathers.
Yes.
His father, Arthur Burney.
A lot of feedback on that bonus show. By
yeah.
way, which you kind of deserve credit for that because you spurred the whole thing on.
A real raconteur. Really a businessman, a lawyer, a poet.
Just a musician,
a charitable heart, and you know how sometimes you read obituaries, Mike, and you're like, man, to accomplish so much in one lifetime, it's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And how old was
the
gentleman?
91, if I'm not mistaken.
Good long life. Good long life.
Absolutely.
Charlie, my it will never be the same, but it will get better with time. People told me that it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I dreamt about my family last night, which was probably due to the trauma that I had experienced at the with the conversation with my wife.
Yesterday.
Well, I might as well dive right
please.
In.
Well, can I ask a question before you get into it? Because I'm curious about your thought on something. You think the dream was brought on by trauma. Do you ever think relatives that preceded you try to contact you through dreams?
Ooh.
You know, I'm watching a show now on Netflix, Rob, called Surviving Death. And it has different episodes. The one episode was just near-death experiences, and there's a spinal surgeon that basically died during a kayak accident. It was underwater for almost 30 minutes and came back, and it was riveting. Then the second episode, and that's the only one I've gotten through, was based on mediums and contacting it. I could not get my head around that part.
Okay.
I still think it's people that are conjuring. I still think you get it based on, is there a, I'm seeing a name that begins with F. It's still to me.
Or J.
that carny kind of.
I agree.
That, you
it's,
know,
it's
but
a
I,
situation
but I
of people, I think, it, when and we've dealt with enough of them through our years together in the radio business. I always felt that it was people telling other people what those other people wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And they feed on that. I found
one of,
something fascinating.
One of the most captive audience. You always talk about a room that's going to be friendly. A room for a medium of people that want to hear from their departed relatives is the most pliable, brainwashable room you will ever experience. Now, with that said, I put it in the same category as extraterrestrial life in the universe. I think we'd be very arrogant to think that with the vastness of our universe that we're it. And yeah. I feel the same way with our lack of knowledge of spiritualism and what happens. I think we'd be very arrogant to say there's absolutely no way that can happen. What I base my opinion on is the type of people I look at that are doing this. I think it's just, I think that when you, especially when you do a radio show for as many years as we've done a radio show,
yeah.
You look at that and you say, you know people's capacity for BS.
Yep.
And how people can lie. It's the human condition and mm-hmm. what they do. And so when I look at that, but at the same time, I'm like, well, there might be a legitimate person that can communicate. So the answer to your question, a long way to go with this, with dreams.
Yeah.
I think that the subconscious is a very powerful thing. And so, you know, sometimes but I don't think I can go to bed and say, hey, mom, I'd really like you to come and talk to me.
No, I don't think you can do that. I heard on a podcast, and I found this really fascinating, a guy that was a sleep and dream expert said that the process of dreaming is when you get your brain into the mode where your brain is actually refiling short-term memories into long-term memories. Think of it as like dragging files around in a computer, mm-hmm. and you go into, I believe it is the REM status of sleep when you are really totally zonked out and your brain starts to reorganize. And that's the revisitation of these short-term memories combining with long-term memories is what actually causes dreaming. And when you have a really screwed up dream, it's actually a filing error in your brain. So I've always felt that, you know, that makes sense to me. But if you get something that is like a new experience with a relative or someone that you haven't seen in a long time, that's not something that's being refiled. That's something that's being imagined. So it has to have been inspired maybe it's just a little bit of faith I have in my heart. Maybe they are trying to contact you, give you a good word or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but if I, when I can remember a dream and there's no analysis in the world that can make sense of what happened last night. So I am at a kitchen table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think my cousin Teddy is there, and my cousin Teddy is reading like a last will or going over the last will of my aunt. And by the way, we said Aunt Mary.
Okay.
Who was my father's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people say aunt. We say aunt.
I like
aunt. I'm not trying to be elitist, aunt. But that's the way we did it. It was a New England thing. So Aunt Mary, all I know is that Teddy said, well, she wanted you to have something.
Hawk, I hear the cannons roar.
So my cousin Teddy says, wait, I've got something for you too. And I'm sitting there. There weren't multiple people, but I know Teddy was kind of administering everything.
Okay.
And he goes off and he comes back. And he hands me 2 AA batteries.
For what?
How the hell do I know? It was a dream. And then that was it. And, I don't know where it came from, but it was somewhat vivid. And then later on, I think I stirred and I woke up. And then later on, I was back at my mom's deathbed. Which was odd as well, and but there was no, it was just, you talk about a memory, it was me replaying that.
Okay, so that makes
sense. Which was bad too. I didn't like that. And January, February is always a weird time of year for me. It's just just is, you know, with all that going on. And so and I'd been pretty well read the riot act before bed.
Do you know? Well, I'd love to get to that in 2 seconds.
Yeah, we'll get that. I'm sorry, I'm bringing a lot to the. It's the Tuesday after a 3-day weekend. I got a lot.
Did you know that you dream more when you don't drink before you go to bed? Did you know that was a fact?
Okay, so the Bloody Mary I had at like noon.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
By the way, that was a double.
Doesn't count.
And it was on an empty stomach.
That doesn't count.
It's out of your system by the time you
dream.
Go to bed.
So it's like if you drink it, you know, we usually drink at night. So
right.
on a Friday or Saturday, you'll dream less. It's crazy.
If you drink. Okay. All right. Well,
which means you get less rest and less of that REM.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know I woke up. I thought I got a tremendous amount of sleep, deep sleep. But
you get
a
better sleep when you don't drink the night before. It's amazing.
Oh, this is true. Alcohol is the worst thing you can do.
Mm.
And but these dreams, sometimes I'm wondering, and maybe that's why I'm asking Maddie about the family and the neediness that a lot of us have.
Have you replayed the at your mother's deathbed dream? Has that happened before? Is it a recurring dream?
Well, that's in my head. The best part. There are two things that go on when you experience this. And, for both of you, I wish it doesn't happen to you, but it is a blessing and a video that doesn't stop playing.
Right.
And so that's it. And I don't think I've talked in tremendous detail about it. And so one of the best things for a child is to be with their loved one at the time they pass. One of the worst things for a child of a loved one of a parent is to be with them at the time they pass. Being with somebody at any, anybody you love when their time comes, it is great to be there because you feel like they're not alone and you're with them. But at the same time, at least in my case, it is a video that I play over and over and over and over again. And that moment is what I play over more than anything else. And I don't think that's anything but absolutely normal. I think that's anybody that goes through that. And we were, we get it on Facebook all the time where you're talking about somebody that's lost a relative. But I also, watching this television program, I think if you communicate with people based on their, based on dreams, if that's how you communicate with people with the memory, I maybe find myself wishing for that a little bit, that I would have a little more kind. And I think there are probably people that can have dreams about, loved ones they've lost vividly all the time. I think that at least that's what I hear. Mm-hmm. I don't happen to have that.
Yeah.
I don't happen to have that. That's just the way it goes. I think that you dream about situations that stress you out. Yeah. I believe that. I really
there are several. I think several things inspire dreams, and I think that is one of them. Yeah.
Hold on, just a second.
Maybe this is
says Telema. Hello. Oh, okay, great. Hey, telemarketer, you decided to hang up when I was going to use you for a bit for the show.
They always do.
You incredible dick. God, can they be any more useless, right? They hang up when that, and I probably only caught it at the last minute. So I think that's what...
I think anxiety brings on... I only talk in my sleep when I'm anxious.
Oh,
but
really?
I do talk in my sleep a lot
when
I'm
your
anxious.
Wife said you talk all the time.
Yeah, but... and
did you
sometimes
shave your head again?
I did this morning, yeah.
Okay, wow, that is really... and by the way, I shaved mine too. Mm. But not shaved it.
Yeah, but I did mine on purpose, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, You gave me some grief on Friday. You said your beard is looking a little bikery, a little like a Harley guy.
Yeah, you look a little shorn today.
Trimmed my beard and shaved my head. Thank you.
Is there hair on your beard?
Oh, yeah, there's
some. I'm sorry, just the distance. Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So the battery thing, getting back to the battery thing about, I think the batteries are as simple as we're always looking in the house for different remotes with batteries.
Yeah,
Mike, I actually have two AA's if you need them.
Thank you. No, I'm a, by the way, do you know I'm a battery, I overbuy batteries.
Me too. Absolutely.
So if I go, well, that's because we go to the same box store like Rube's and we say we're going to need batteries.
Not just there. Like, for example, do you keep key fob batteries, the one that looks like a nickel? I buy those. You have to buy those at like Best Buy or online. They don't have
those. Well, I don't buy those because I always think they're going to be a different size. Like, are most of them 2032? Is that what
I believe
the,
that's
most
it,
of them
yeah.
are?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's
yeah.
calling you again, Mike.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
All right, hold on just a second.
Yes.
All right, spam risk.
Yes.
All right. Hello? Hello? There you go. Thank you very much. That's good.
See how they started that, Oscar?
Care.
But they actually started by thanking him for calling them.
Yeah. That's a mind F.
It's a mind F.
I think telemarketers all over America are going, by the way, that respiratory care that says spam risk is not, that's somebody I actually do business with for my...
Oh.
And they're going to say, do you need this? I'm going to say, I need this.
Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Yes. For the people that call you about your extended warranty for your car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
So I finally broke through because one of Shannon's brothers said that if you tell them you don't have a car anymore, they'll stop calling you. And I was like, fine.
I got on the horn.
I was like, look, I've sold everything. All I do is take Uber and Lyft. It's so much easier in the city. They're like, really? Your record show? I said, no, I mean, you might want to update though, because I don't have a car anymore.
I got two calls over the weekend. One of them, do you know who I spoke to?
Who?
Ice-T.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to sell you an extended car.
Car Shield.
Car Shield, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other call right after that, he said, listen, let me put you on the phone with Chris Berman.
Yeah. So.
And I said, hey, Swami.
Yeah.
I told them the Swami sent me.
Oh, nice.
Was he trying to sell you painkillers?
I'm Ice-T, Car Shield. I've made a living being mean. Car Shield.
I'm happy to report that I have not received another call like that since.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
Yeah,
that's a good way to deal with it.
You're going
to
be screwed when the alternator goes. You don't have that warranty.
No, I said, Ice-T called me about Car Shield. I said, Ice-T, I had this dream that I was sitting at a will reading, and my cousin Teddy just gave me two AA batteries. And he said,
don't sweat it. Try to get more rest. I got 500 cars. Car Shield.
Car Shield.
But anyway, so dreams are strange with that, and that's where I was. And I have teased it a little bit here that it was based perhaps on a bit of a traumatic evening.
Altercation.
Last night, so when I had my Bloody Mary, I came home from a very early tea time yesterday, and Mrs. O'Mara was on the couch, and I wasn't happy that she was sleeping. And I may have said something, made a comment about it.
You got time to lean, you got time to clean, maybe something along those lines?
Not that bad, but certainly expressing my displeasure. And then she was very upset. And then she was mad at me for most of the day. And then it went back and forth. And then last night I had one of what I call my interventions from Carla, where she sits me down and proceeds to tell me the ways that I do not fulfill her.
Mm-hmm.
Not fulfill her as much as she tells me what the things I'm bad.
Interim report, a progress report.
I don't want to overstate it.
A list of shortcomings.
Yeah, she
an airing of
really,
grievances.
When she gets mad, as opposed to just really isolating the particular incident.
Mm-hmm.
It will, if I get her mad enough, she will list all of her grievances for a very, very long time. And the way it concluded last night was, well, I'm the boss now. You're not the boss anymore.
Mm.
And because I believe that a man should stand up for himself and that a man is the king of the castle, I said, you're absolutely right. You're the boss.
Was it in the tone of a Somali pirate, or was it more like a sweet tone?
Ask that again, please.
Was it in the tone of a Somali pirate?
I'm the captain now. it was angrier than that.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was more pointed. It was more. It's just like, you know, the rules have changed. This is the way it's going to be. And I said, yes, dear. Because I'm old now, and I feel like...
What happened to that power dynamic?
The power dynamic is something where I've chosen to live my life peacefully and go with the flow and do bad. By the way, I still, as both of you know, can be, how would I describe it, a tad prickly sometimes.
Mike, are you going to be best?
I'm going to be best like Melania said. And thank you for the speech, Melania. I'm going to be best, and I'm going to...
Are you still going to carry the wallet, or does she carry the wallet now?
I carry the wallet. I still will make purchases when I want
without telling her.
But by the way, I'm going to, one of my added responsibilities now will be to do my grocery shopping.
Yeah.
So for example, when I require a food stuff, and by the way, these are tasks that Rob does because he is the wife in the relationship anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but for me, this is new. For me, I would say, hey,
you've never been
avocados.
The beta. You've never been the beta.
You've for me, alpha. That's what I am now going to be taking on some of those
could
duties.
Could you be maybe the alpha beta?
I think maybe. I think I can maybe be the alpha beta. I think
alpha,
that
doesn't make
you know,
any sense. It's like, what is an alpha beta?
But alpha like, beta would be you do beta jobs.
Yeah.
That, because, like, for example, she's on her 75-day fitness thing.
Mm-hmm.
With, right. And she's eating a certain way. Well, I'm eating a certain way. And so, and my way of eating is kind of like I'm on a really rigid program until I decide I'm not to.
Yeah.
I'm not
okay.
On.
Right.
You're loosey goosey. So, the clinical term.
I wouldn't. Reality. Loosey goosey would not be the way I describe it. So I'm doing that, and I'm also deferring to her as the boss. And that will allow me the life I want for now. The alternative is not acceptable.
I mean, what is the. I mean, the idea that you would say that she's not working enough, or you called her lazy, essentially.
I didn't
yesterday.
Know. I did not. I didn't say that word.
That's
I did not,
not
say
cool,
she's not working.
That enough. Has nothing to do with buying groceries.
It was just a long time. It was a very long evening. Caused
can,
me
can
to
I
have
give
a
you,
traumatic
can I give
dream
you a,
about
can
my
I give
Aunt
you a,
Marion
Can I give
batteries.
You a scenario and tell yes. me if I'm wrong? And maybe there are men and women that are going to hate me for saying this.
Okay.
But for what I provide my family, Mike, which I think is substantial.
Yes.
I just
your family is a family of one though.
Correct.
Exactly.
Unless
correct.
You're counting your dog Santos.
Nah, you know, let's count him because he gets a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, but if you really
better.
Wanted to, if you want to be manly about it, you say for what I provide my wife.
Okay, hold on. I got rewind.
The little woman.
For what I provide my woman, is it too much for me to open up the fridge and say, oh, "There's no seltzer water"? What's going on
in your
here?
Home?
Yeah.
In your home, that's yeah. I think that in
and,
my particular
and to be frustrated, not say it, but then stomp into the living room with an empty glass and then put it down on the coffee table and say,
"You did that."
No, I'm just saying, if would it be too much if I did?
Well, that would
yeah,
be
that would
way too much. I
well,
think.
But I
well,
didn't,
not
I,
way too much.
No, I would. But you know, let me finish. Then I put it down and then I look around and she's like, "What's up?" I'm like, I would really. Love a lemon lime seltzer water, but there doesn't seem to be any seltzer water what's of any flavor in the fridge.
Can I express yeah, how yes, it was yes, done in my yes. house yes. It's exactly how it was done yesterday. This is after she was on when she was on the couch.
Yes.
And my way, you probably will understand why she got pissed off. I go to the refrigerator and say, "Oh, no food as usual." That's how I did it, and I really did that yesterday. No food, just like it always
to help
is.
You out, but that's
nothing
so much
to eat.
Far worse.
Nothing
yeah, that's
to eat. Nothing to eat. And that's when the discussion was, you know, is it my job always to make sure you get exactly what you want? And she said, by the way, and she's right about this, there is plenty of food in the house. It was just not.
Nothing you could eat.
You know, it was kind of like me indicating that maybe a recently prepared meal or leftovers could be in the refrigerator.
What about less sleepy, more shoppy?
That's a good motto for 2021.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that
more time spent vertical
or less nappy, more shoppy.
See, the thing is, there's not a lot of nappy.
How about
this? Now, there's no drinky now, and there's worky outy.
And
then there's facial.
I've
facial.
Seen this
and by the
my...
way, DermGlow Skin at GulfShoreLife.com.
Yes,
best
please.
Of Lee County. Please vote for.
I have seen this happen. They stop drinking, and then they become more efficient, and. We don't stop drinking. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, what is going on? I'm like,
yeah.
What happened? Now,
I did come home.
Yes.
I will cop to this. I did come home perhaps a little bit
boisterous.
Elevated?
A little elevated. That's a great word. Thank you. You guys are really helping me today. A little elevated. Based on the, you know, where, because I hadn't had anything to eat. It was super early in the morning that I, very
well,
cold.
You had celery up, for breakfast.
And I had, well, there was no celery in it.
Oh, no.
But my buddy brought it over. I think I may have asked for a double. Because I don't, I like the way the vodka thins
it
out.
It was also
tomato juice.
Early, yeah. So. Oh, no.
Here's a guest.
Hey, guys, two things.
Hi.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hold on. Two things.
Yes.
First of all, we have food. You just have to make it.
Oh, that's not bad. That's awesome.
And secondly, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That is so true. That is so.
Okay.
How do you?
Well, actually, Carla, would you say it would be fair to say, oh, hi there?
Oh, well then.
Would it be fair to say you don't have food, but you have ingredients?
That's true.
We have tons of food. It just happens to be frozen.
Oh.
Yes, boss.
Carla, you're so chill. Remember that.
That's right. And remember what that guy said from the bonus show.
He's going to be messaging her again. Jeez.
How's that?
I can't even say it. I'm so nervous.
Very excited.
Well, show me a picture of one of her 70. Oscar, you've probably heard of it. It's the 75.
Yeah,
it's
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I know that diet.
Quit drinking, you work out twice a day.
Shannon and I don't drink that much, but there is a distinct time in my life, and I've been through this, Mike, when Shannon's doing this like cleanse or whatever it may be, and it's a Friday or Saturday night, and I'm like, well, this is pre-pandemic. I'd go out and have fun, and she's like at home being diligent and respectful of her body. Right. And then I'm like, hey, I come home. And I'm going through the fridge. I'm not even saying anything. I'll eat anything. Like, whatever's there is there.
Sure.
Mm. And she's like, can you just keep it down a little bit? And I'm like, it's 10 p.m. When did we move into a monastery? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Right? So everything we do is wrong.
Yeah.
But in your case, you were definitely wrong.
Well, I came home with I had one.
Yeah.
I had one. Yes, it was a double.
And one martini, as you used to call them, Mike.
Well, this was a tall, but they had plenty of tomato juice in it, but with one other special ingredient. Black tar heroin.
Oh, dear. That's no good.
Well, I'm glad that you relinquished.
Yeah.
She clearly was in the right.
Yeah, she is.
Right?
She's the boss.
Now, this is where we work.
Applesauce.
You tell her that, but deep down inside, you know you're the boss.
The hell I want. I do whatever I want.
You do whatever you want when you want.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't we all kind of crave that as men? That it would be that we would be real kings, where it would be like, hey, excuse me, don't ever speak to me that way again.
If you live under this roof, I live that.
Yeah,
I've set up my life that way.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I've seen the way you treat her when you're around you. Big
what are you talking about?
I'm so sweet to her.
But sometimes when they get out of line,
this is where he's going to get the letters. This is where he's going to get the letters.
And here's
letters.
A bonus one. And a third one, just to be sure.
You got to recalibrate. And I don't mean physically or anything like that. I just sit him down and I'm like, look, I know you've had a lot of fun showing off to your friends, mouthing off, but you know. Let's reel it in a little.
Yeah. So Oscar has his real Ralph Cramden moment where he says, I'm the king.
Yeah.
You're nothing.
Well,
I'm the king.
We worked it out. We worked it out. And in exchange for us working out, working the whole situation out, I get to go on a trip.
Nice. Really?
Where are you going?
Where?
Planet Sad. You can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah! I love winning, man. I f***ing love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing. Teach me something new, man. I need to learn. Something.
Well, you got something to write with? Good. It's time to work on your interviews.
My interviews? What do I got to do?
You're going to have to learn your cliches. You're going to have to study them. You're going to have to know them. They're your friends. Write this down. We got to play them one day at a time.
Got to play. It's pretty boring.
Of course it's boring. That's the point. Write it down.
One day.
All right, I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. I know, write it down. I just want to give it my best shot, and the good Lord willing, things will work out.
Good Lord willing,
things will work out. Yep.
How's Annie?
She's getting pretty steamed, actually, because I'm still rechanneling my sexual energy. Figuring I'm just going to cave in and sleep with her, you know, calm her down.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, I'm just
Are you out of your mind?
Just talking about one time.
If you give in now, you might start losing. Huh? Never f*** with a winning streak.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Roseburg, Oregon, Salvo, North Carolina, Hurricane, Utah, Gallup, New Mexico, Hammondsport, New York, and Kotka, Finland.
Finland!
Finland, wow!
Yes!
Where'd you get that one from? That's amazing.
They sent it by electronic mail.
That's exciting. The show today brought to you by Freshly. Getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the inconvenient and scary trip to the store. It's appealing to me right now.
Scary.
Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak, peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl.
Oh,
Freshly can so work good. For any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family sizes. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. That's $6.16 per meal.
Giving it away.
So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar loves Freshly. Wow. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make eating better your New Year's resolution and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now. For a limited time to get $40 off your first two orders, go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. And welcome back, Freshly. Glad to have you here in 2021.
Wonderful.
Big week, lockdown in our nation's capital. It's a kind of crazy time there where our show originates from. What is the vibe right now, Oscar Santana, in the city of Washington, D.C.? What's it like?
I might get the best word to use is fortress.
Yeah.
You guys can help me with the psychology of this. We have I would say a third of our staff is working from home, a third of our staff is working from Wisconsin Avenue, and a third is actually going downtown for productions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I went downtown yesterday to the office. And I was trying to map out the roadblocks because I said, how are we going to get here if people can't get to the office if M Street is closed and all these other streets are closed, right?
You've got it kind of easy because you're already in the city. One of the biggest challenges is that they've closed down almost every bridge.
Not a challenge. Not a challenge. The Key Bridge is open, especially for people coming from Northern Virginia.
All right.
Key Bridge.
Is that it?
Yes, and look, if you're going on 395, you might have a problem if you're coming from Alexandria. But I guess what I have a frustration with is the news likes to tell you that the world is ending. And then you realize, and especially if you're a business owner, you're like, now I got to contend with this again, outside of the COVID pandemic. And I'm happy. And personally, for me, I am happy that the security is in place for the city. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel better to see the Humvees on the road. It makes me feel better to see all the show of strength. I'm not put off by seeing AKs on soldiers' hands. I'm not at all. At all.
Because that's what it was like when you were growing up, right?
It might be because I'm from Bolivia. But who knows? Rob is probably right because I've seen that before.
Well, no, I mean, they're locking down the city because of what happened on January 6th.
Which is better than the alternative of just like, I hope nobody tries a riot right off outside our building, right? You'd rather see the show of strength.
I totally get it. And by the way, I think that the turnout for these rallies around the country, these protests, these insurgencies around state capitals on Sunday that didn't really happen,
right,
shows you that they came down hard on these, that yeah. this is a fringe, which it is, the people mm-hmm. that came to Washington on January 6th. Should we be mindful of this, and should we hold everybody accountable, including the president? Yes, I get that. I get that this could rear its ugly head again if you didn't have full accountability. I totally understand that. With that said, I also think that the overwhelming majority of people that voted for Donald Trump are not the people that are putting a rope over the railing of the Capitol and scaling the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get that. But at the same time, you got to go over the top now because of what happened and keep it safe, and then keep it safe from this point forward.
There are people around
there. There's some crazies out there.
Yeah, I understand. Public garages are now closed. That's important. The only way you can get in our building is if you have a security fob. They've added security to the building we're in downtown.
Right.
So all of that was more of a recon of like what is possible, what can happen. And as far as getting into the city, yeah, it is secure. There are
I give you my one thing, because I talk about this all the time. I'm back on that track where I'm trying to respect the fact that a lot of people disagree with me politically. Mm. That we are a divided country. I think in order to get to where we're going to have a happy ground, we do have to try to find common ground. I believe in that. You have to do that. There's a reason why people felt disenfranchised. It's not, are there core situations that have to be addressed? Yeah, I believe that. But when there's one thing that's put up there by Trump supporters, when they say, it's a pretty sad situation where we have to have this kind of military. We're having this because of your people.
Yeah, yeah. You dummies.
Right? Dummies. Hey, yeah. Idiots. Hey, enablers. We're the lack of introspection on this, of self-awareness, when you're sitting there and you post something like that. And by the way, it's the reason our friend Todd that I reacted. It was a post along those lines where, after all was said and done, you know, it's not the left that was doing this. It was the right.
Yeah.
And you know, you can say it's Antifa and they were wearing masks or whatever. They weren't real. No, that's what happened. So when this is all said and done, when our Capitol was breached.
Yes.
When you had police being attacked, and then a week later you come back. Wow. Kind of sad. We have to have an inauguration like this, not because of old Joe. Yeah. It's because of those people that were banging on the doors of the
P-R-U-M-P. That's
Congress.
Right. Yes.
That's where I get that. That's what's changed to me. You used to have a world where whatever team you were on, if your team effed up big time, you'd lay low. Nobody in our country eats the S sandwich anymore. It just doesn't happen. It's like everybody gets a trophy. I'm going to cry loud enough so I don't have to have any accountability.
I got the feeling that they had their response to that planned before they pulled all the nonsense too.
Who knows, but it is the one thing.
Awfully convenient.
I tear my hair out, what's left of it, when I see that, because it gets very, very frustrating. Like, I'm also optimistic that A, the inauguration is going to come off without a hitch, and that after that we're going to get things are going to get calm. With that said, I still want to see prosecutions. I want to see so this never happens again. A lot of people are saying that.
Let's go to our news barn, Pony Boy Matt Bloom in the other room.
News barn?
News barn, because he's a
pony. What's up, news barn? Let's see what the microphone sounds like today. Different day, different sound.
Hey, Pone, how was your drive-in? You came in from Virginia. You're the only one here that came in from Virginia.
You know, it was actually not too bad. I was
it really?
Expecting traffic.
That's great. I think that's fantastic.
He's got a lot of compression. He thinks it sounds
okay.
Great.
Go ahead, Pony.
Sorry about that. It was not nearly as bad as I expected. Traffic was light. I think because most people are avoiding the city.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
Keep going, Pony. I'm trying to.
So it wasn't that bad coming in. Did you come in through Key Bridge?
No, I came in. I went up and around through Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah, because you just don't want to try and go over the bridge in the morning. I figured it would
So did you like? Did you take the Beltway like to the Clara Barton Parkway and come in? Is that what you
yeah,
did?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that would have been probably more accurate than like implying that you came in through Baltimore.
And how did you, as an outsider, somebody hasn't been in the city for a week, what was your vibe? What did you think about it?
The city seems very, very quiet. I was a little disturbed by how quiet it was, but last week when I was in downtown, it was just weird because every other street seemed to be closed off by police officers and just unexpected streets that didn't even make any sense.
It's funny when you say quiet. It's quiet. Maybe a little too quiet.
Exactly.
All right. Anyway, well, it is.
Thank you for
it
the update, Pony.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Inauguration day tomorrow. I'll be playing golf. And
safety
recording
first,
it.
Mike. Safety you know, first.
Yeah. But I look forward to hearing what he has to say. And safety first, and then.
What happens if while you're golfing, Mike, some people breach the clubhouse?
Then we will mace them. And by the way, we will pepper spray them. And what that is, and by the way, not the pepper spray you're used to. That's ground black pepper with a Windex bottle.
Wonderful.
You put it in your hand, throw the pepper up, and then squeeze, 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 squeeze. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun. And I'll tell you all about the recital, the piano recital that wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah. Another COVID brilliant Florida move. We'll take a break. I told you I had a full weekend. We'll be right back, everyone.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him,
don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going to be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you bitch.
Yeah, it's kind of what I do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. What's one good thing we learned last year? That the internet is even more awesome than we thought. Groceries online, movies online, doctor visits online, and of course, doing the post office thing online with Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows businesses to do all of their mailing and shipping right from their computer. No need to leave their home or office or home office. With Stamps.com, you get all the services of the post office and UPS right on your computer. Plus, big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. You can send anything anywhere. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Just like you.
So make 2021 the year you stop wasting time and going to the post office and use Stamps.com. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Sunday, we had a very special day. My son gets piano lessons every single week, and once a year, they do their big recital. Last year, you may have remembered, I told you about the kid that got up there and played When the Saints Were Go Marching In, but had the wrong chord. Mm-hmm. So it was like, da 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 da, dun 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 dun. But halfway through, the teacher had to get up. You have to play. You're playing the wrong chord. Da 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 da, ding 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 ding. Yeah, he got it. He got it right away. Okay. So, at his pianos, when he just maybe only 2 weeks ago started going to his piano lesson non-virtually, he did the better part of the year has been. Thank you. Very nice. Has been spent. Virtual with Juan, his piano teacher, and he has enjoyed it to a degree, hated it sometimes. It's piano. He has to go. He's required. That's the way we do it. There's no sliding out of it. And so when he finally went back about 2 weeks ago, they have a very serious protocol where they do the scan you do on his forehead. The parents wait outside. They're not allowed to wait inside. And everybody is masked up. And everybody is, you know, doing it the right way. So flash forward to recital day. They are making a big deal about the fact that they're going to have a piano recital with everybody socially distanced, and it's going to be outside.
Yeah.
Well, that's and cool. I'm like, man, way to go. Let's go. We looked forward to this.
Mm-hmm.
So we arrive on Sunday. He's supposed to do it at 5 o'clock and get there at 4:45. By the way, with a big football weekend, nothing better.
Good planning. 4 to 5 o'clock.
The time that says there are no men that care about sports. Okay.
Well, it's not like it was a big weekend playoffs. For football, Mike. No.
I've talked about the Sunday 5 o'clock wedding. I've talked about the social event. Mm-hmm. It's like, please understand live sports. All right.
Yeah.
Please try to get, but some people just don't care. So we arrive, we park. We get out of the car, we're walking in, and there is a courtyard inside, and apparently that's where they're going to do this. And I see right away on this little narrow hallway that's about 8 feet wide, there are probably 150 parents lined up, shoulder to shoulder, packed in this, and I get pissed. I'm like, really? Really, Florida? You're doing... Are you kidding me? They had this whole protocol outside socially distance, and we're still doing that. By the way, this is the children's performance, Rob Knows It Oscar, where it's the waiting game.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. First come, first serve. We're the parents that are going to bring 19 people and get there first and wait in line. Nothing has changed.
No.
And I guess they're stacking these recitals one after the other, after the other, after the other. And I'm looking, I'm like, I immediately say, Carla, no. I mean, he's going to play Yankee Doodle. He's played it. I'll have him play it on the show this week if we get a chance. And it's 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put my whole family's health in jeopardy because what are the odds? People are wearing masks. By the way, there were a couple people weren't, including the pregnant lady in line, not wearing a mask. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. It has become a thing down here. So Carla goes up and talks to somebody. The guy comes out and says, walks past all the 100 people that are in line and comes out to us out basically in the parking lot where we're all 8 or 9 feet apart.
Goes, right.
Listen, you need to separate because of the city's going to. I said, dude, you're talking to the wrong people. Yeah.
We're then I walk up.
Then the lady comes out with her little checkboard to check the kids in. They are lining them up along the wall, shoulder to shoulder,
nuts to butts.
Right across from the parents who are stacked up. I am so at this point. I'm like, what in the name of God are you doing? What? How stupid are you? And how? And so I walk up to the lady and I said, listen. You guys make such a big deal about the COVID protocol, and look at this. You're doing it. And in back of her, a guy goes, hey, man, why don't you back off? I'm
back
like, you know
off?
What? Hey, excuse me, Don Jr., why don't you back off? I know you don't care, thick neck, but I do. I care about the fact that I'm going to expose people to the. So the bottom line is that Michael O'Mara is on this. Please just take him off. My son didn't care. He didn't care at all.
And I want a refund.
That was the extent of the little recital.
Little and Michael wants to be like, yes.
I had a terrible weekend, guys. I really did. I had a terrible weekend. I got yelled at by my wife. The recital didn't go off. For the love of God, somebody spiked my drink with heroin. It was really horrible.
But you dodged a super spreader event, and you didn't have to hear Yankee Doodle.
No, but Jesus Christ, that's what we are. It did not need to be this way.
No.
It didn't need to be this way. Everybody could have been smart. Everybody could have been smart. I'm so pissed at our country right now.
Do you think the people that don't believe in COVID don't believe in just the sheer numbers of we're hitting 400,000 people if we hit it last night?
Who knows?
Right?
Why?
Right.
You know what? This is where we are now, Oscar, is nobody believe there's a big contingent of people that don't think it's that big a deal until they get it.
Yep.
And by the way, when they get it and recover from it, they still don't think it's a big deal. In fact, they're more empowered.
Yeah.
We get that down here from people that have had it and said, well, I'm fine now. I don't know what the big deal is. Because they unless they're dying or a family member is dying, it doesn't matter. Right. It literally has to be someone you love and know for them to get that. I don't look at it that way. I think of the 400 people that have 400,000 people today that have lost their lives.
Or how you can get someone else sick by accident.
It's incredible. Right. So. Yeah. Other than that, it was a pretty good little Sunday.
Yeah, sounds nice.
Yeah, so that's where I am. I just want to, you know, I mean, I
just
want
to be loved.
I just want love. I want
from
love
a distance.
And sanity. I want love and sanity. I want things to get back to normal. I want everybody to get vaccinated. And then I want to go to Las Vegas and, you know, sit for 9 hours with a slot machine drinking whiskey. That's it. Thank you. Yeah. And sneezing into my hand. That's it. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun. And we'll get a Rob Spiewak politeness update and an Oscar COVID update when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Good morning from Washington, D.C. and the great state of Kentucky. This is your Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. We are living in some crazy times. And I should know, I've been serving in the Senate since 1926, and I've seen it all. But we have to persevere. That's how I won that legendary foot race against the rabbit. I may be slow, but I keep on... keeping on. I never go away. I'm always around. Just like death, taxes, hatred, the Ku Klux Klan. Oh, and the TMOS Shopping Center. And even though I don't understand podcasts, or computers, or even electricity, for that matter, my staff tells me I can buy anything I want from Target or Walmart by using my old blue bruised fingers to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click that banner. Which reminds me, I carried a banner once. Here's a hint. It didn't say welcome. LOL. Hey, in any case, please shop through this site. From now on, that's where I'll buy my sweet tea. I guarantee it. I'm Mitch McConnell, and please fear the different.
Please.
Little deputy dog there. Is that
yeah,
what that
I love
is?
It. Yeah, I'm very lazy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought
glad
to you by
you
Movement.
Picked up on that. That's great.
Yeah, I love deputy dog. Once upon a time in a tiny apartment in Southern California, two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company that broke all the rules. Fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean, original designs. Movement grew into one of the fastest-growing watch brands, shipping to over 100... Nice. Oh, look at that one. That's
that
pretty. Cool. Yeah. Shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. Now Movement has expanded into blue light glasses that protect your eyes from your screens, minimalist jewelry, and more style essentials that don't break the bank, all designed out of their California headquarters. If you got to spend all day in front of the computer like me, the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. It really helps with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns, and I love the modern style of the frames. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT. We call it Movement, but that's the way you spell it.
Right.
MVMT.com/TMOS. Their watches get better and better and better. You're going to love it. That's Movement, MVMT.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Rob Spiewak was talking about being too polite. How can you ever be too polite?
Mike, sometimes being polite just doesn't pay off. I wanted to have some burgers this weekend, and I looked, and I've got a gauge on my grill, right? And it's like a weight thing, and it said that I had about a half a tank of propane. And I said, that's probably enough, but you know what?
You got a Weber?
Yeah, I have a Weber Genesis.
So you got that thing that hangs on
with the red
where
gauge,
it hangs
yeah.
and it does it by weight, right? And it's pretty accurate.
It is pretty accurate, but the last thing, if you ever run out of propane, especially if you're halfway through cooking something, it's a disaster, which is why I keep an extra tank. So I said, I'm going to go up to the Shell station and exchange my cylinder. So I mask up and I head up and I go in and I don't even need gas. I park
slow down a second. You're probably paying too much for that propane.
Well, what I'm paying for is convenience. Because it's simply an exchange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd probably get that for like $3 cheaper if you went to Walmart.
Yeah. But I hate, hate, hate driving any distance with a tank of propane in my car because it is a death trap. So I want to go to the closest location.
I don't think that's
accurate.
Do
a fake sneeze, Rob. Do a fake sneeze, okay? Here we go. God damn it.
It could happen at any time.
My explosion didn't work.
No, how about this, Mike? You know, a guy stops a little short and taps me in the rear bumper, and it's just like, there you go.
All right, so you go to the Shell to get your propane.
Right, and I go in, and actually it was Sunoco, forgive me. And so I go to the Sunoco, and the guy there, English is not his first language, but he's very nice, and I know him because I've been going there for years. And I go in, and I said, I'd like to do a propane cylinder exchange. And he turns, and he gets the keys for the steel cabinet, because I've parked by the steel cabinet. Exactly. And then a kid comes in, and he's got this mask thing going on. Way under his nose.
Yeah.
Oh, way under God, his I hate nose. The mask under the nose.
But he is, he's probably between 18 and 21, and he's got 2 12 packs of hard seltzer. And I say, you know what? This propane exchange will probably take a minute. So
what
why
brand,
don't you go?
Truly?
I think it might have been Bud Light Seltzer, which me makes no sense at all.
I don't get that. I hate that product.
So anyway, I said, why don't you go ahead of me? Because my transaction might take a little bit. Really, sir? Yes, I'm sure. I'd be thinking, very nice of you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, all right, nice. Polite. Very nice. Nice.
So he rings up and, you know, ka-ching, ka-ching, and the guy tells him the total. And I'm standing aside waiting. At this point, a lady walks in. I don't think she's going to be a player in the game yet, but she is. And the kid says, I've got a Visa gift card. Can you take $25 off the card, but leave the rest on the gift card? And the guy, So this is a long transaction, right?
Oh, no. He just boned you.
This little
He effort. Totally boned me. And then so
he
then
totally
he says.
Totally boned you.
And then, like, the balance is, like, you know, 680 or something. He says, I put it on my bank card. His debit card? I don't know. So he said, swipe it. And he swiped it.
Oh, no. My God. He's totally hosed you.
And he said, there's no way. He says, no, it's not swipe. It's not swipe. Am I supposed to do? It's not. He said, is it cheap? He says, maybe. He said, put it in. And he puts it in. He says, I got this screen. What do I do? And he says, okay. He says, can I get cash back? Oh. Like, what? What is that? And so he gets his $10. And so this, and now at this point, the lady who came in, and I'll say this, she's the kind of lady that
at
was
this
wearing,
point, can I just say this, though, before the lady comes into it? At any point, did you just think, dude, so when I let you go, did you know that you were going to be doing nine different transactions?
Exactly.
Are you paying with Bitcoin next? What the F?
Again, remember, this is, you know, I should have known when I saw the mask under his nose. This is where he's operating. This is the level he's operating at.
All right.
Right?
Tell me about the lady.
So the lady is the kind of lady that has boots up to her knees that have fur around the top. That's, you know what I'm going to say?
That works for me sometimes.
She's
pretty good looking lady. And she says.
So you hate her already?
Yeah. And she steps up. And the problem is I never really gestured her ahead of me. She just swooped in because she's accustomed to that.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Did she even see you?
She glanced and swooped. The old glance.
Could she have thought that you were with the confused young gentleman?
No, because I was standing. At this point, I'm so effing tired of watching this kid try to do some sort of hostile takeover of the Sunoco station. I'm leaning on the ice cream cooler.
This, by the way,
waiting.
Could be a whole psychotherapy segment about attractive women and the way Rob reacts.
But look, Mike, you just missed he literally went away. Social distancing. Suspect that. But he went to the ice cream cooler and leaned on it.
Yeah,
so he wasn't in line.
I'm waiting. But again, obviously. She could have glanced and what have been the social norm should have been, Fur Boots comes in, makes eye contact with me, and just does this. Like, are you in line? And I would have said, yes, I am. But
so she just walks
in
front of you.
Walks in front, and she's standing, and she goes, I have a question about paying for gas. And she said, okay. And he said, do I pay in advance if I pay cash? And he tries to explain, yes, you have to give him some money if you're going to pump gas. But she said, but I don't know. I don't know how much my tank is going to take. And he says, maybe 30? And she says, and what if it doesn't take 30? He says, I will refund you the difference. He says, okay. Also, I don't understand your car wash.
She wants a car wash, too.
Yeah, she says, what's a hole in one? What's a birdie? Because they're all the car washes are graded by, it's a golf-themed car wash.
Right. And see, so, technically she's come in, and I understand why you can't call her on it, because she's not coming in and cutting in front of you to buy something.
No, she's
coming in to ask about the question. But still, the protocol would in convenience gas station would be wait in line to take care of your thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
But so, she's not going to do that.
Agreed.
I'm with you. I'm supporting you on this.
Then she says, all right, I would like to buy a hole in one, but not the Eagle, because the Eagle's too expensive. And then she says, and then she backs up, and it's almost like she's now almost getting defensive. She puts her hands on her hips. She says, and how long does the car wash take?
Mm. Oh, God.
And he says,
that's when I tell her to go to
like help. two and a half minutes. And so, okay, so that goes. And at this point, a guy comes in and he's wearing coveralls and he just has an energy drink. And he says, are you in line? I said, you know what? I've got to get a propane. You go ahead of me. It's cool.
Why are you so defeated? Now you're letting everybody walk all over you, Rob.
Because
just like in life.
No, because he watched the car wash thing go down. And he said, I bet when you let her go ahead of you, you didn't think all that was going to go down. I said, you know what? Almost worth it for the show. Almost. Why don't you go ahead of me? And he said, thank you. That's really cool. So he goes in. And so now it's just me and the owner. And he picks up the keys. And he walks out to the propane cylinder tanks. And he opens up the first cage. Steps down. Opens up the second cage. Steps down. No. Opens up the third cage. He says,
no.
We don't have any propane.
Oh, God! Oh, my
said, you know
God.
What? That makes about, that's about right. Yes. Yeah.
This is my life.
No propane at all?
None.
And, well, next time, go to the big box store.
I will. I absolutely will. Yeah, but, Mike, that's what happens when you're polite. You get hosed.
Who's the lady? How hot was the lady with the fur boots?
The fur boots? She's a Leesburg 7.
A Leesburg 7. And you could make a complete assessment because of the mask, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But I do know that the guy probably could have covered up his nose without any problem because he was definitely a mouth breather.
Right. I get scared of the mask when it appears to be somebody who's turbo hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because really, you really think that you know, you're going to walk in and go, oh, wow, look at that. And all of a sudden the mask will come out and it's like... you know, you get worried about that was misogyny. I probably deserve the alarm, but that's
it.
We got to take a break. News you may not need coming up next, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Wilbur. What am I hearing?
It's Rob breathing into the mic.
Are you breathing? Is that your breathing? Is it really him breathing into the mic?
Sound like that later.
Oh, my God.
Rob Spiewak's Audio Vault. A breath of comedy fresh air. Every day on the Mike O'Meara Show. Light you up, where we all
shine on. Take a moment here.
Reset.
Sorry, guys.
There was no propane, officer.
She wants her outfit to be rated.
Oh, let's try it.
She's going to work.
Woo! Why not?
Come over here if you're doing that.
Come on, well,
come on, let's see those fur boots.
But just come over and show, stand in front of that and get a little view, please.
Boss. Boss.
No, don't walk like that.
I would definitely let you in front of me at the Sunoco.
You look so nice.
Very good.
Yeah, very nice. Beautiful.
It's almost got like an Asian feel to it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is there anything you need me to do today? Here? What? Put the dishes away. Yes, boss. welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. The 10-year Treasury, which dictates interest rates, recently rose. Turn that down a little bit. It's screaming, your Beatle. Recently rose to pre-COVID lows. It's like you play a Beatles song and you crank it. You know that? Subconsciously.
No, it's the levels. They're not all match. That's what it is.
Recently, it rose to pre-COVID levels, the 10-year Treasury, causing concern over the future of lending rates. While these rates are still at a 50-year low, more than half of you haven't jumped off the fence. Maybe you think they'll all fall. Just kill that music. I can't stand that. I swear to God, I hate that song. While these rates are still at 50-year lows, more than half of you haven't jumped off the fence. Maybe. There's just like, Maybe you think they'll fall lower, or maybe they don't. I apologize to all the John Lennon fans out there. Maybe you don't even know that your current interest rate is what it is. Don't wait until it's too late. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Do it today. They love every Beatle, every single one of them. All right, mm-hmm. They're not me. All right, please, what? Understand that.
And I, by the way, Mike, you love John Lennon. One of your favorite songs is Imagine.
Well, Michael asked me what my favorite song of all time is, and I said it's Imagine by John Lennon.
Aww.
So there you go.
But and then he cried because he wanted you to say Yankee Doodle.
Thank you. Very good.
That's called Cornerstone. Instant karma, Mike. That's called
202-625-1221. Pick up the phone. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. And I apologize. That just was very loud in my ear. And perhaps if I was more of a broadcast professional, I wouldn't let that bother me. But you know what? I had a bad weekend.
News!
News. President Trump issued an executive order to construct a Garden of American Heroes, which includes statues of 250 historical figures and dead celebrities from entertainment, sports, literature, and politics. I don't know where this came from. The list of people who were chosen is a bit random, and there's no indication of how they were chosen or if Trump was personally involved in the process at all. The order just calls them, quote, some of the greatest Americans who have ever lived and heroes who deserve honor. There are classic historical figures, Alexander Graham Bell, Johnny Appleseed Chapman.
Johnny Chapman, yes.
John Chapman.
Yeah, Jack Chapman.
Helen Keller, Mark Twain, Christopher Columbus, Davy Crockett, Amelia Earhart, Thomas Edison, and Susan B. Anthony. Not to mention founding fathers like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin. There are more contemporary people like Steve Jobs, Antonin Scalia, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Billy Graham, and Kobe Bryant. The musicians include Johnny Cash, Miles Davis, Aretha Franklin, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles, Elvis,
yay!
And Whitney Houston. While the Hollywood stars include Humphrey Bogart, Bob Hope, and Jimmy Stewart, the list also features Jackie Robinson, Rosa Parks, John Wayne, and Walt Disney.
You know, they already have this, Mike. They already have this Garden of Great Americans. It's called the Niagara Falls Wax Museum.
Interestingly, the list also includes people who were born elsewhere but became U.S. citizens, like Alex Trebek, who was Canadian, director Alfred Hitchcock, who was British, Swedish actress Ingrid Bergman, and Albert Einstein. It is a bit random.
Yeah.
In his executive order, Trump said the National Garden is a response to the removal of monuments celebrating Confederate generals and Christopher Columbus over the summer. Okay. He said, quote, America is responding.
But he's putting Columbus back in to the thing?
He is.
Yeah. That is very weird.
He said, quote, America is responding to the tragic toppling of monuments to our founding generation and the giant. Okay. It's unclear where the garden's going to be, of course, or how much it'll cost because they haven't.
Can't you just. We got to cancel it. I'm sorry.
Well, it's also entirely possible President-elect Joe Biden will cancel the project after he takes office. So there's that.
I think the National Garden will be at Mar-a-Lago, and you can see it for $8, $7 if you're under 10 years old.
Here is a list from Vogue of the most unusual celebrity baby names. I'll try to get as many as I can in here. Ed Sheeran and Cherry Seaborn's baby's name is Lyra Antarctica.
How do you spell Lyra?
L-Y-R-A.
Ah, pretty.
Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry's baby is Daisy Love.
Daisy Love! I won't admit my baby is Daisy Love!
Elon Musk and Grimes, is he married to a one-named lady?
He was.
Is that it?
He's not. It's his ex-wife now, if I'm not mistaken.
Their baby's X, or maybe this is one person, X-A-12.
Oh, no. Really?
Well, just saying.
Wow.
Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden, Radix. R-A-D-D-I-X. Nicolas Cage and Alice Kim, Kal-El.
Kal-El.
That's funny.
This is my son, Kal-El.
John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, Luna Simone. That sounds, compared to the rest of this list,
that's great.
Normal, so much
normal.
Right? Yeah.
Mike Myers and Kelly Tisdale, Sunday Molly. That's kind of weird and fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Gavin Rossdale and Gwen Stefani's kids, or maybe two of them. Apollo Bowie Flynn, three. K. Kingston James McGregor and Zuma Nesta Rock.
Mm. Zuma is the outlier there. I don't like the other
great
two
for
are
conference
almost
calls.
Okay. Yeah, Zuma.
This director I don't care about. Jay-Z and Beyonce have Blue Ivy. We know that. Yeah. Busy Phillips and Mark Silverstein. Cricket Pearl and Birdie Lee. Birdie Lee!
Man, you know what? Naming a child Cricket is like hitting it with a hatchet.
Uma Thurman and Arpad Buson named their kid Rosalind Arusha Arcadina Atalune Florence. Mm.
But at the front of that is Rosalind. Weird. That's okay. Rosalind's
okay.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman's kid is named Aleph, A-L-E-P-H. Alicia Silverstone's kid, Bear Blue. Cardi B, Culture Chiari. And Joel Madden and Nicole Richie, Sparrow.
I like Sparrow's that.
Thank you. Note to self, try to pre-read those lists. That was a big waste of time. It sounds like this was Drew Brees' last season. Yeah. Tom Brady seems as though, now that he's been extricated from Bill Belichick, he might be showing a little more humanity, making some great moves. I like what he did with Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you didn't see the Alex Smith piece on 60 Minutes, might have been a replay. I'm not sure.
No, that was fresh.
Yeah.
It was fresh?
Fresh.
Phenomenal story. Drew Brees' last season, it might be. If so, Sunday was the last time you'll see Drew and Tom Brady facing off on the field. Tom got the best of him in their matchup. Tampa's going forward. They beat the Saints. But after the game, Tom came back out onto the field to chat with Drew, who was hanging out with his family. I watched the video of this. Just so
sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
There was a cool moment where Drew's 11-year-old son, Balin, handed Tom a football, and Tom tossed him a 5-yard TD pass. It was the third touchdown pass Drew had to watch Tom convert that day. Brady advised the boys to have fun and be nice to their sister. When the boys jokingly replied, no, Brady said, yes, be nice to your sister. See you, boys. And they were just hugging Drew Brees and Tom Brady, and I thought it was a very grown-up, sportsman-like, cool moment. So,
Two legends.
Yeah, you know, unless they play the Bills, I'm going to be all for Tampa in this year. Dr. Susan Yankovsky, or Yanofsky, is co-director at the government's Office of Obesity Research.
I'm listening.
And if you constantly crave chocolate, she says you might not be getting enough of one specific mineral in your diet, and that is chocolate. It has a lot of magnesium in it, so some experts think your body might crave chocolate when you're not getting enough of it from other foods. Up to 80% of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their diet, and when you have chronically low levels, it ups your risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, and it weakens your immune system. Unfortunately, eating tons and tons of chocolate, not the best way to get more magnesium. A little bit of dark chocolate is okay, but it's loaded with calories. Some healthier foods that are packed with it include fish, nuts, seeds, beans, avocados, brown rice, and dark leafy greens like spinach. Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh. Thank you, everybody. Gwyneth Paltrow in the news again because of that company she has, Goop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they have a candle that's supposed to smell like her lady parts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a 50-year-old woman named Jodie Thompson in North London. She has one of those Goop vagina candles.
No.
And
Mike, we like to call them a GVC.
When Jodie from London lit it up, she says somehow the candle exploded. I guess I get to play that again. Where's my explosion sound? She said an inferno of flames shot out of the vagina candle. Quote, the candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze. It was too hot to touch. There was an inferno in the room. Jody's boyfriend managed to get the fire under control and threw the candle outside before, as Jody said, quote, it could have burned the whole place down. There we are. So that's that. The Goop candle. Thank you very much. Beginning of the week. Now a little something. This is pretty classy. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson got knocked out of their playoff game against the Bills on Saturday with a concussion. The Bills end up winning the game. Go Bills. Way to go, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. So here's what Bills fans started doing. Donating to Lamar's favorite charity. The group is called Blessings in a Backpack, and they make sure kids have enough food at home. In 36 hours, over 13,000 Bills fans chipped in and donated more than $360,000. That is why I am rooting for the Buffalo Bills to go to the Super Bowl and win it, Jimmy, because that's what they're like up there in Buffalo.
Good folks.
Love those fans. Fantastic. And don't buy a vagina candle. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Well, hello, Americans. Miss me? I bet you do. It's Barack, and I need to ask a favor. We are about to enter a new political era in the greatest country in the world. The past few months haven't been a picnic, but we can do better. So this is what I ask. Please support Joe, and it might not be easy. When he loses the TV remote, help him find it. When he offers you hard candy, accept it. If he wants to watch Matlock, give him that hour. And no matter how much he wants to drive, keep his car keys hidden. Now, I know having an older man in the Oval Office can be tough, but at least he's an adult. The last thing we need as commander-in-chief is a child, like little Jabril. I bet you thought I was talking about the other guy, didn't you? I like jokes. Thank you for your time, and God bless America.
Thanks. I hate my Barack Obama impression. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Good news. The 59th inaugural ceremonies are scheduled for January 20th, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol. Bad news. The nation's capital is in lockdown. 25,000 members of the National Guard are in town to provide security, armored vehicles everywhere, and there are widespread street and bridge closures, not to mention the shutdown of 13 metro stations. Despite all of this, MikeOMaraShow.com remains wide open.
Yeah!
And the bonus show packages are available to one and all. The only riot you'll get at the bonus show is a laugh riot. Am I right, ladies? Come on. As a matter of fact, some entertainment might be just what you need about right now. So cruise on over to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. For pennies a day, you'll dwell among the comedy cognoscenti. We will personally swear you in as a bonus subscriber, so help me God. The TMOS bonus thing, your passport to the assport. Now settle down and keep your hands to yourself, and let's open up the audio vault. For today, this is the day before. This is election inauguration eve.
January
19th, 2021. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Oftentimes, Oscar, the night before the inauguration, there's fireworks downtown. Have you heard anything about this?
I know. I know tonight there's definitely going to be a ceremony for the almost 400,000 coronavirus victims in the U.S., and it'll be televised.
Okay. We'll check that out.
Yeah.
Mike, be proud of your state. Because
Florida,
yeah, Seminole County is that. Do you have proximity to
it's
Seminole
close
County?
To me. Yep.
Yeah, they have over 40,000 people overdue for their second coronavirus shot, vaccine shot, because they're scared of the people that are saying there's a better chance of bad side effects. So they've got the first shot, saying, maybe not so much. Here's the director of the Seminole County EMS.
I heard that there are some seniors that are balking at getting the second shot because they've heard that the side effects are worse with the second shot. We would hope that the second dose has a little more side effects because that means you're doing what your body's supposed to do, which is mount a defense against the virus.
So that's what's going on in Florida right now. People are saying, you know what? Maybe not the second one.
Hello, dummies.
Okay, here's a palate cleanser. I think you'll like this, Mike. There are certain ingredients that make a pop record a pop record. Just they're ultimately listenable. I was surprised to find out that Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis in the News actually has a pretty good matchup with Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Oh, check two out of my favorites.
James Hetfield right here, okay? Say your prayers. It's so long. Don't forget my
son to include everyone. Fantastic matchup.
Isn't it? I do too. Best part's yet to come, though.
Yeah.
It works,
totally
doesn't it?
Works.
I know they had to bend the pitch a little bit, but I thought that was really cool. I enjoyed that.
Fantastic.
Bad news for Deion Sanders, Mike. Neon Deion Sanders, his boombox has been stolen.
I have a black Ford F-350, and it was broken into last night. A white Suburban came at 5:37 a.m., broke the window, and stole this boom box that one of my dearest friends gave me as a birthday gift. And I'm a little disturbed because the boom box has a sentimental value. I'm offering a reward to find that boom box. I love you, Jackson. I appreciate you. Please find my boom box.
Find his boom box, Mike. Find
and
the
eat
boom
at
box.
Subway. Deion's doing Subway commercials now.
Oh, there he's in a hot tub in a limo. It's a great spot.
It's fantastic.
And I leave you with this notion to keep in mind as the pandemic hopefully draws to a close and the lockdown is lightened up. Doctors are predicting a huge spike in gonorrhea because people are going people are going
hey,
to
hey.
Be coupling again and to oh, stop it. Stop it. This guy is disgusting. That. We close with this, a reminder of what gonorrhea can be like. This is the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer was hired to act out symptoms for doctors and pretend to be sick. So if this is you, remember, you might have gonorrhea.
And are you experiencing any discomfort?
Just a little burning during urination.
Okay. Any other pain?
The haunting memories of lost love. May I? Lights? Our eyes met across the crowded hat store. I, a customer, and she, a coquettish haberdasher. I pursued, and she withdrew, and she pursued, and I withdrew, and so we danced, and I burned for her, much like the burning during urination that I would experience soon afterwards.
Gonorrhea!
Gonorrhea!
So if you have burning, remember, stop the yearning. That's your magic
gonorrhea. Oh, my God.
Have a great Monday, everybody.
Tomorrow I'll show you my head. I'll show you my new haircut. I screwed up. Didn't have that. The weekend was so full, I didn't mention I screwed my hair up, too. Again.
And do we get the piano concert tomorrow?
Well, no, he's at school, so he probably will never get that. But he's at school every day I'm doing this show. That's the way it is. I'm going to go do some light housework and then get the home ready for Carla coming back from work.
Housekeeping?
Yes, housekeeping. Yes, boss. Yes, yeah. Please don't come back later for the love of God. Tommy Boyd. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Pandemic.